Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 93 today, under sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, 73. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 97. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The multinational pharmaceutical company of Johnson & Johnson has announced they have reached a $700 million settlement with states across the nation, as according to many states' attorney general, including Chris Kobach here in Kansas, saying that Kansas will be receiving a piece of that pie. As KSNT News reports that according to the press statement, more than 40 states' attorneys general had reached the settlement with Johnson & Johnson, resolving allegations of deceptive marketing practices for baby powder and body power containing talc. According to the settlement, Johnson & Johnson is required to stop the manufacturing and sale of its baby powder and body powder products containing the talc as part of the lawsuit, as the products were sold by the company for more than a century, with domestic and global sales ceasing after the coalition of states' attorneys general began investigating into the issue. As part of the settlement, Kansas will be receiving $11.4 million, according to the documents. Mid-America Network News.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Man Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd and St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. B&B Lumber, Truck Stuff, Dutch Miller GMC in El Dorado, Moneytown Pawn, and J&J Edwards State Farm Insurance in Eureka. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at MakeMeAFirefighter.org. That's MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning about an expanded recall that could have negative impacts on a variety of farm animals that could especially affect farm animals and livestock here in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that according to the FDA, they have announced as of June 10th that the ADM Animal Nutrition is expanding on two previous animal feed recalls that were announced back on March 30th and April 11th. That they say could harm numerous types of cattle and livestock. They say the recall started with high levels of magnesium, sodium, calcium, chloride, and phosphorus in farm feed products that could impact numerous different livestock, including cattle, chickens, equine, goats, lambs, llamas, rabbits, sheep, and swine. They say eating the product could have negative health impacts on the animals that include weight loss or decreased appetite, weak and listless behavior, reduced consumption, increased thirst, reduced feed conversion, diarrhea or watery feces, weakness, and other issues. Mid-America Network News.
Start summer with savings on Michelin tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through June 30th, get up to $80 via reward card or virtual prepaid card with online submission. With qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Full details online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires June 30th, void where prohibited. Check out the reward card savings on Michelin tires now at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Hurry in today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Lead Center has made a major announcement that Moulin Rouge is headed to the Lead Center for Performing Arts in February of 2025, with an exciting rest of the month to come from Broadway to music. Lead Center Communications Manager Lauren Silverman-Durbin had this to say to 1011 News.
Best way to get tickets right now, there's two ways. Create your own season package, and that means you just choose any five or more events, including Moulin Rouge, obviously, from 35 plus in the season, and that's music, theater, dance, comedy, illusion, all kinds of stuff. So not just Broadway. You can choose any of those events and any number of tickets. So like if you want to take the family to see a Charlie Brown Christmas and then make Moulin Rouge a date night, you can totally mix and match.
Later in June, the Glenn Miller Orchestra and comedian Hassan Minhaj will host a variety of performing arts fans to Lincoln, Nebraska. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council spent much of Monday's meeting discussing options and proposals for development of the commercial buildings on the Kester Block. Tyler Holloman was selected from among three requests for proposal and met last week with the city administrator, city attorney, and others. A 100-year lease option with a one-time contribution of $10,000, then annual $1,000 payments with reviews each 5 to 10 years was discussed, and benefits versus appraisal and outright sale of the buildings were mentioned. Mayor Todd Fry noted the annual $1,000 payments may be low. Councilman Jeff Keating spoke in favor of a lease agreement, stating that it could allow the city to take the property back in case of a default. The developer would be submitting a grant application for community development block grant funding and anticipates the development from application to construction could range up to 2 years or more from approval by council to move forward.
We had a very good discussion. There was a very diverse group of people there. The thought process of appraising the property and then putting it on the open market was brought up. And now I'm just speaking from Jeff's opinion that if we put it on the, if we appraised it, sold it outright on the open market, how do we guarantee that it's going to be preserved
right
as a historical building? Sure. Because Kevin could come in and pay appraised value at $350,000, whatever it is, and then just leaves it the way it is. And I don't think that's what we want as a community. We want to preserve it, maintain it the way it is. We don't want the facade falling off, or which is getting close on part of it. So just from my standpoint, my opinion, the lease option is the best direction to go, because if we want to have a true clawback, it's a lot easier to lease. If we want to sell it and have a clawback, we're going to be paying the investment that went into the property.
Karen Hughes, a member of the Kester Museum Advisory Board, rose to express concern with making a hurried decision. She was present for negotiations with the developer and indicated that she had multiple questions, and continuity of funding for the Kester House Museum remains important.
I was in attendance of the meeting Thursday afternoon, and I would just like to point out the question. You all, several of you, are raising very important, valid questions, just like Mr. Keating just did. I personally am very much of the opinion that there hasn't been enough time or data collected to make an informed decision yet. So I hope that the council tables this for a little bit until, just like the, I'm a part of the Kester House Museum Advisory Board. We haven't even had time to meet about this since we got the information. Neither has the Foundation Board. So I do hope that you give us a little bit more time. And that I hope that there's an effort to inform all of you on the council, just like Jeff was just asking about how the funding mechanism even works. I'm not sure that everybody actually understands. It is a little bit out of the ordinary.
Councilmember Colleen Barron said the decision is a crisis, while Jeff Keating spoke again, saying the current decision is to lease or sell the properties. Again, Mayor Todd Fry encouraged continuing community dialogue, and consensus was to table the matter until the next council meeting.
I mean, it's council's choice on how to move forward. I personally think, since we're getting a lot of this information now, I'm not super excited to move forward with this decision yet. This is only our first meeting when we have another one, and even in his tenet and his timeline, he even said July would be his goal for approval. I do think bringing in the attorney for discussions sooner rather than later is good. We have a staff attorney for a reason.
Yeah. He was there.
Was he at the meeting? Okay. Well, so I want to make sure he's got, you know, full awareness on this. Maybe if there's any red flags, I know he's got some background specific to real estate. We might as well leverage whatever experience he has and thoughts too. I'd be very curious on that.
Following that discussion, unanimous approval was given to move forward with a short-term lease on the finished apartment on the second floor of the Kester Block for 10 months, then with month-to-month extensions at $550 per month, plus first and last month deposit. The mayor presented plans for storm sewer updates from CES Engineering, which led to discussion of funding options. Range of cost was listed from $962,000 to $1.25 million. The mayor indicated that funding may require short-term debt and asked for council approval to proceed with engineering. A question was raised if this should be moved to an agenda at a future meeting. The mayor responded, "We can do what we want, and the matter is pressing." He did follow that it was a council decision to proceed or hold for further discussion. Engineering costs estimated at $180,000, and questions were raised again as to how to fund it. City Administrator Josh Haverkamp indicated that he could bring funding options to the next meeting, after which a motion to move forward with the engineering was passed unanimously. The annual Bike Across Kansas will pass through northeast Kansas along K-9 Highway from Concordia to Frankfort Thursday, with an overnight stop planned in Frankfort Thursday evening. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will visit Nemahal County with a visit to Seneca Thursday, 5 p.m. at the Community Building. The public is welcome to meet the governor, who will share brief comments. The evening is free, no RSVP required. City of Waterville will have a planned power outage overnight Thursday, 11 p.m. until Friday morning, 5 a.m. for a substation changeover. Summerfield Power will be off Monday, June 17th, 9:30 until 5 for line work and pole replacement. Melvin E. Sonnyborn Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away June 7th. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Thursday with the family, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Flower funeral on the Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sonny Bourne. William J. Edwards, age 70, of Marysville, passed away June 6th. Funeral service Friday, 3 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J. Edwards. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at his home, 701 South 7th Street in Marysville, with private interment. Christy Andrews' funeral home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine early on Thursday, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And scattered showers are possible into Thursday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some scattered showers continue as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. And more rain may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still a slight chance for some scattered showers into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain early Sunday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-June, 85. Record high on this date hit century mark. The average low 64 and the record low 41. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Sunny and 69 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 12th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
From ABC Sports, I'm Daria Albinger. Game 3 of the NBA Finals shifts to Dallas tonight, and the status of Celtics big man Kristaps Porzingis is uncertain. The team is calling it a rare injury to his left leg.
I'm optimistic, and as I said, I will do everything I can to be out there.
Porzingis suffered the injury in the third quarter of Game 2. Mavericks are down 2-0 with star Kyrie Irving struggling to get going, averaging just 14 points a game on 35% shooting.
Failure is the best teacher at times, and it can inspire you to do great things.
Tip-off, 8:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC. In Cincy, Guardians infielder Josh Naylor with three ribbies against the Reds, including a solo blast in the eighth.
And his first pitch swinging, drives one high and deep, right field, way on out of here. Home run, Josh Naylor.
On WTAM, 5-3, the final. Around the diamond, Orioles blank the Braves 4-0. Rays walk off the Cubs 5-2. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber hit two homers in the 4-1 win over Boston. Yankees crushed the Royals 10-1. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and defensive end Hassan Reddick were both no-shows at mandatory minicamp. Both players are subject to fines for the unexcused absence. John Rahm is withdrawn from the U.S. Open due to what he described as a concerning foot infection.
You can only do what I can do, right? Human body can only work so fast.
First round tees off Thursday at Pinehurst in North Carolina. Joey Chestnut will not be allowed to participate in this year's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Competition. After partnering with Impossible Foods, a competing brand, Chestnut has won the event 8 straight times. Daria Albinger, ABC Sports.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice. We've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 76 visit staples.com/print for details.
What makes Tony's Meat Market in Marysville exceptional? It's you, the customer. The highest quality meat selection with prices that won't break the bank. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday and find yourself the perfect cut of beef, pork, or chicken for all your grilling summer needs. Special orders available, a drive-up window for your convenience, and a friend from the first visit. Swing by Tony's Meat Market on Highway 36 in Marysville and come see me, Tony, the meat man, and the rest of the crew and get your grilling party kicked off right.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks wavered ahead of an announcement from the Fed. The Dow fell 121 points while the S&P rose 15. The NASDAQ added 151. The Federal Reserve's Open Markets Committee, the people who decide what's happening with interest rates, are meeting. The central bank is expected to announce when it adjourns on Wednesday that it will leave them unchanged, waiting for inflation to get closer to that 2% target before it announces a cut. If you filled up lately, you have probably noticed gas prices are falling. The AAA says its national average is $3.44 a gallon. That's down about 8 cents from a week ago, more than 19 cents from a month back, and over 14 cents down from this time last year. Now, industry analysts point toward mild demand, increasing supply, and at least for the time being, relatively low oil prices. Then again, they say all of that could change on a moment's notice. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's first get you a recap of how things finished up yesterday. We'll also take a dive through the pre-trading session, through the overnight session here, and give you a little preview of what today might shape up to look like. We saw some mostly mixed figures, a lot of volatility in the grains and the oil seeds. Wheat market was higher. Soybeans were a bit lower, as was corn, so quite a bit of volatility in the row crops. Yesterday's livestock was mostly lower, as we saw June live cattle finish down 17 cents at 183.70. August down $1.05 at 178.92. Triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle markets as well. The August contract down $1 per hundredweight down to 257.65. September down $1.05 to 258.67. Weakness for the hogs as well. The June contract, which is soon to expire, currently down 30 at the close yesterday at 91.95. July down to 92.27. That was 62 cents lower. Into the grains and oilseeds. Again, as mentioned, it was a volatile day, especially for corn, eventually finishing a couple cents in the red. Through the pre-trading session here this morning, through the overnights, we're seeing some recovery. July corn back up 2.5 to 452. September up to 455.5. That's 1.75 higher. Yesterday, it was a decent day of recovery for the wheat market. However, it's been volatile the last few weeks, and I can expect maybe some weakness today, getting back some of those gains. July Kansas City wheat through the overnight trade discussion is currently down a dime at 645. September down 10.5 at 655.5. Chicago and spring wheat following that suit as well. And July oats a bit higher this morning, currently up 2.5 to 336.5. Soybeans are also slightly higher. They were lower yesterday in most places. July soybeans up 4.5 through the overnight pre-trading session at 1182.5. August up to 1174.25. That's 2.5 cents higher. Now the meal is mostly lower. However, July and August are slightly higher. July soy meal up 10 to 359.40, and July soy oil up 33 points at 44 even. Cotton though today a bit weaker. July cotton currently down 71 points at 72.02.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. While parts of Kansas currently need more moisture, other areas have recently had an abundance, causing a different set of challenges for producers. K-State Farming Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti explains the impacts of standing water within cornfields and how to tell if a field has had too much water.
Most of the large impacts is when the plants are very small, when you are thinking about very young plants, when the roots are basically small, and then what most of the times is when the soil is getting saturated, what happens is it tends to stop the activity of the root growth, And you will see indication of these problems because that cone is going to look with some yellow leaves. I mean, it's going to look stunted. If these things happen only just for a very short time, those plants can recover. And the question is, what is the tolerance level? And we say that they can tolerate for a few days. In many situations, I mean, it could survive, I mean, for like 2 to 4 days, depending on the conditions.
CM Pitty discusses the concerns that excess water presents regarding crop health and growth.
I mean, the main concern is this situation that the plants are basically not having enough oxygen and then start creating some damage. We also are seeing interaction with other factors. I mean, we see potential problems with diseases because flooding can increase the incidence of any moisture disease like a crazy top down mildew. And those environment conditions like saturation for 24-48 hours, basically, they promote infestation. And then this is when we start seeing this kind of problems of, eventually you will be reflecting these issues when you will see later in the season when tassels and ears, they can be disorganized in a very small mass of leaves.
He continues by relaying more potential issues and how to remedy a field damaged by the effects of saturated soil.
Other concerns, I mean, we're losing nitrogen. We know that when you have saturated soils, we're losing fertilizer by leaching because plants, I mean, that nitrogen is not getting to the roots. It's leaving the profile, the soil, and the nitrification too. So that nitrogen is leaving the field. The best advice, I mean, in many situations for corn is like, if you have this environment, look at the field, look at the low areas, because those are the areas of the field that water might be standing for longer. And check specifically to see if you can find these scenarios of yellow symptoms or problems on the plants or plants that are stunted or lack of growth. And you can just take a look to beets on roots and see if there is any effect on roots too.
That was Ignacio Ciampitti, K-State Farming System Specialist, on the implications of saturated soils and wet weather conditions on corn crops this year. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
It's 7:30 from KNDY 71 with sunshine en route to highs middle 90s today, and the warm-up trend continues, nudging the 10th mark on Thursday. That ahead of a cold front that could fire thunderstorms Thursday evening, with moderating temperatures into the middle 80s by Friday.
Hoping for a healthy garden and a sensible water bill? We will share a strategy for smart watering today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 12th, the 164th day of the year. Our 41st President George H.W. Bush was born on this day, and Indiana Jones made his film debut on this night in 1981 in Raiders of the Lost Ark. As water becomes a more costly commodity, many gardeners are resorting to watering only in the most critical periods of a plant's life. And the Old Farmer's Almanac has a handy chart for estimating those crucial stages for all types of vegetables. For example, tomatoes are in the most dire need of water when producing flowers and fruit. The critical stage for potatoes is when they are marble-sized, and beans are extra thirsty in the pod-forming stage. Never let the soil get bone dry, of course, but strategically timing your soakings is a smart water strategy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Chiefs superstar Travis Kelce talks about some of his offseason adventures, including dabbling into Hollywood a little bit, hosting an upcoming series, hosting a game show, and even hosting his podcast, and said that he is working on potential plans for after his NFL career that he said he's not sure when will actually end.
I can't put a time frame on it, man. I love coming to work every single day. Obviously, I know that there's opportunities outside of football for me, and I think you got to keep in perspective that I'm still a little kid when I come into this building, man. I know I'm 34 years old, about to be 35, but I have a love to do this right here in the middle of the heat in June. You know, I love coming to work every single day and doing this, so I'm going to do it till the wheels fall off, and hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon.
That audio from KSNT News, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Bachman Turner Overdrive featuring Randy Bachman. Live and in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Friday, June 21st. BTO in an all-ages show. Get your tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. Bachman Turner Overdrive featuring Randy Bachman live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk, North Highway 77.
College football is in summer preparations right now as the Kansas Jayhawks say that they are getting some help by recruiting one of the local products from here in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that four-star offensive lineman Juju Marks has officially committed to the Jayhawks as of this weekend. As the announcement was officially made by Marks on his social media account, saying that the 6'8", 275-pound lineman from Overland Park has picked Lance Leopold's Kansas program over the likes of offers that he received from other states, including Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Florida, and others. Marks had originally committed to Missouri to go as of September of 2023 before reopening his recruitment in October of 2023, as Marks was ranked the 5th best recruit from Kansas and the 21st best offensive lineman recruit nationally in the upcoming 2025 class. The Jayhawks kick off their football season for 2024 against Lindenwood on Thursday, August 29th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team hosting Fairbury won 14-6 on Tuesday and is at Concordia for a doubleheader this evening, games at 6 and 8 p.m.
KNDY.